Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
744, 16 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Monday morning. You know, that means time to take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. And I always ask you to envision Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, high atop that brass bull, cowboy hat in hand, looking down Wall Street, and he's going to give us a...
with shrimp boots on?
Yes, with shrimp boots. Yes, definitely. Thank you for including that, Mark. I didn't think about that. Absolutely.
Well, you visualizing things, add that into it.
Because when you think of a president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, that's what you think of, right? Not a Brooks Brothers suit. No, absolutely not. Suspenders, no. You think of a guy on top of the brass bull on Wall Street, peering down the street with his shrimp boots and I don't know what kind of hat we're going to put on you. Something turned backward, maybe?
Maybe so. Baseball cap-ish.
Sure, absolutely. Tell me about some numbers, I guess, that came out and the economy. It's the floor is yours. Mark, educate us.
No, appreciate it. You know, and Tom, we're dead in the middle of earnings season, and the majority of the companies that are reporting earnings or at least matching expectations and in many cases exceeding them. So that's good news. The two things that determine stock prices largely is corporate earnings and interest rates. Well, we're not getting any relief on interest rates.
Mark,
and we're not getting any relief.
Let me just jump in. Why do interest rates determine corporate earnings? Because that's how much money they have to pay to borrow money to, like, lines of credit or et cetera, and that cuts into the profit?
Exactly. I mean, if you're paying more to use money, I mean, that's money could have been diverted to other projects had the money been cheaper. So that's, you know, it adds a... you know, it's like sand in the gears of progress when rates go up too high, and we've certainly had our share.
I'm no Mark Rosa, so I got to jump in with these questions every now and then. You get that, right?
That's fine. Okay. Yes, sir. Right. Yeah, we're good. And, you know, so the earnings have been coming in and beating expectations, which is a big deal. What you were just saying, well, at least the companies have maybe found a way, and we know in many cases they found a way by raising prices. And the consumer has been hip on it. I mean, the consumer has been spending money, and that doesn't seem to be slowing down. So we had a lot of information that came out last week pointing to some of these things. But some concerns, Tommy, and I'll start off with the biggest one. We had the gross domestic product, GDP, for the first quarter of 2024. It was basically cut in half from where we left 2023. So that was a very dramatic number. Wall Street didn't like that at all. The Dow Jones Industrials plunged 500-plus points on the news. It's regained a lot of that, but the Dow over last week was basically, it ended the week down about 300. So we're saying that, wait a minute, I'm confused, because the consumer's been spending, and consumer spending makes up about 70% of GDP. So it'll be interesting to see. Now, the Commerce Department, coming out with GDP, at the end of April, just for everybody's benefit, at the end of April, we're pointing to March close. So then they're going to revise it two more times. They're going to revise it in May, revise it in June. Then you're ready for the next quarter. So you keep playing this party over and over again. It's continuous. But it'll be interesting to see if they're revising up the first quarter to say, oh, you know, one point. You talk about envisioning something. I always envision somebody peering over the top of their glasses with a calculator, adding up what GDP is. A really, really long calculator tape. You know, it's like all over the room and stuff. And at the end, they press total and then see what GDP was. But it's at 1.6%. That's dismally low. Compared to, I mean, again, it's half of what we were enjoying in 2023 to keep the economy moving forward. So right, not long after that, we come up with personal spending was as expected. It was up 0.5%, so that's 6% for the year. That's a large number. That was personal income up 6% for the year. That is a large number. Personal spending came up higher than that at 0.8%. for the month, and you do times 12, so that's even higher than what income was. So we're seeing, you know, the consumer is getting raises, and income is going up, generally speaking. Just about every time that we've had these numbers that come out, and this data was for March, but Tommy, it seems like the spending is always more than at a rate higher than where the income was. So it's like, gee, you know, again, we're going back to, are they spending all that they have plus some on necessities, but maybe on luxury items, maybe going forward, maybe, you know, taking those trips, we're coming into the summer and those types of expenses usually come with. So I looked at the St. Louis Fed's website this morning to see where the credit card numbers were. And for the past 6 weeks, it looks like the credit card balances have basically stayed the same. So for months, we saw that credit card balances were increasing at significant rates. But for the past about 5 or 6 weeks, it's remained at $1.05 trillion. That's a lot of money, but it could have gone higher. And maybe the consumer is losing a little bit of the pep in their step, and maybe that they're keeping their credit card balances where they are, paying stuff down, maybe charging some more, so the balances are staying within that range. But the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, the personal consumption expenditure, was up as expected, 0.3% for the month. It was 0.3% for the previous month. But Tommy, this continues to point to 3.6% annual rate for inflation, even what the Fed is looking at. They meet in 2 days. They have 97% chance they're going to do absolutely nothing. But Wall Street is really concerned about what's going to come out of Powell's mouth this time around to say, okay, well, if 97% that you're leaving rates unchanged, that's fine. Why are you leaving them unchanged? Are you seeing that inflation is where it is and should be further dealt with? But now that you have GDP that was cut in half, many of the analysts of Wall Street people are saying, well, are we slipping into like an inflationary recession and stagflation? It was called back in the late 70s and early 80s. That was a horrible time economically. You got people being laid off if the recession is coming in or the slow economic numbers are coming in, but then you've got prices rising. So it's really a bad set of circumstance if you're trying to make a living out there.
Didn't you say the Fed was looking for 2% inflation rate? That was their goal?
That's what they keep saying. They say,
but
well,
it's
you know,
3.6, and now they're not going to do anything.
Exactly. So, you know, they haven't raised rates since last July, and Powell keeps saying, well, not all of the rate increases that we've put in, that's really not gotten into the economy yet. I just think, you know, they're going to know, if we know these economic statistics, they knew them weeks ago. They're part of putting those numbers together. So I just keep thinking that they're sitting on their hands, even though the numbers are high, inflation numbers are high for them, higher than they want them to be. I still think they keep wondering, well, we're pulling money out of the system, so that's not helping the banking system. That's not going to help business. It's not going to help the economy.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That's going to slow things down. But I still think they're worried about the trillion-plus-dollar refinances that are going to fall on their face with commercial real estate between this year and next year. Nationally,
that would be the million factor in the equation that's missing.
Yes, I think there's a lot of money there. You know, $1 trillion plus is one thing, and all these buildings are going to try to get refinanced. I don't think they're going to make it. The ones downtown, you and I talked about it a couple of weeks ago, that these huge buildings are being sold just for the debt balance. It's just like a fraction of what they're worth, but there's nobody that's the vacancy rates are so high that they can't do anything with the building, and costs have risen. So between low vacancy rates, increased cost, you know, some people still working from home, businesses have left. Shell, the building is named after the more prominent tenant, they're moving. So Shell Square is going to be the next one that faces this, and I think they got real trouble. I don't know how many floors Shell is occupying.
It's the Whitney Hancock. Just to be clear, it's the Whitney Hancock now, right?
The building?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was a name change. I don't know if it was they were the biggest tenant, but Shell is moving, and I think they are. If they're not the biggest, they're a big tenant.
Well, I just don't want to.
That's a lot. Go ahead.
Give the Whitney Hancock short shrift. That's all.
Got it. Good. Yeah. Okay. I'm up on it.
Hey, let me ask you this real quick. On a lighter note, before we go, the Queen's Daimler is up for auction. Okay, literally a car driven by a little old lady only to go to church. 16,200 miles. It's been kept in a garage. A Jaguar Daimler Heritage. It's I think like a 1981, and the bid is like $59,000 right now. And that's like half. I know you're a car guy and you're an investment guy.
Yes.
That's why I'm asking you this. It just seems like
that does seem low.
That's half of a Yukon Denali.
Yes. Yeah. We'll see. I mean, it's going up for that price, or somebody bought it at that price.
Well, they say that's where the bids are supposed to be. That something seems to be missing here because the car is supposed to run. You know, it's in pristine condition.
You would think that.
I want you to buy this car.
Well, and I want you to buy that car.
Well, no. But I don't. I'm not a collector like you are. You're a collector. You have the you have the resources to do this. I want you to buy this car.
There you go. I want to look it up and see it.
If
pictures are available. I would say to 59, that sounds cheap to me.
Look it up. I'm telling you. I want to talk to you about this on Friday. We'll get back to this on Friday because I think I'm missing something here. But the steering wheel would be on the wrong side, just to be clear. But
that we can deal with.
All right. I'm telling you. look it up. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it as always. Mark Rosa, president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. He'll be back Friday to help you manage your money. 754 traffic now, WWL.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.